Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news right now at 8 o'clock, a crash on 64 westbound creating some big delays out of Zebulon. I'll show you how to get around those backups.
And two people are dead and one hurt after a crash overnight in Clinton, what we've learned from investigators. And it's a cool start out there this morning. Temperatures are finally starting to creep back into the 50s after starting in the 40s. I'll show you how long our temperatures will stay below normal.
Busy day for the North Carolina Senate, and they are preparing to vote on a bill that could apply to some drag shows.
And it's an exciting week for Canes fans as the team gears up for the second round of the playoffs, kicking off on home ice. We are just waiting to see who they will play. Are they going to play my New York Rangers, or are they going to play the New Jersey Devils? We'll find out tonight.
Yeah, have to let them fight it out over their game seven. They can take as long as they want with that one, you know?
Thanks for joining us on your Monday. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you along here. We have sunshine out there in a lot of places. It looks beautiful after that weekend we had. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Torrential rain over the weekend. Gone now.
Yeah, yesterday it was a mess again. But it's out of here, as you can see, certainly in Chapel Hill. We're looking at blue sky across the entire viewing area. But our wind today is shifting to the northwest, and that's going to keep our temperatures on the cool side. Right now, it is 50 degrees in the Triangle area. We'll see gusts this afternoon, 25 to 30, but that air is coming right out of Canada, so our temperatures will stay well below normal. We're, again, warming up a touch here, 51 in Southern Pines, 52 Rocky Mount, 45 in Roxborough. And we'll take a look at our temperatures as we get through the next several days. Right now, temperatures are running about 15 degrees cooler than they were this time yesterday. We'll only climb into the upper 60s this afternoon, even with all that sunshine. That is well below normal, and our temperatures remain well below normal for the rest of the work week. And coming up, I'll show you when we begin to change that up just a little bit, Brian.
It is 8:02 right now. We're following breaking news coming in from the eastern side of Wake County. Some big delays on 64 westbound right now, beginning around the Highway 96 interchange in Zebulon, extending all the way out to just beyond Edgemont Road in the Wendell area, heading toward Knightdale. This is that camera on Edgemont Road at 64, and you can see the backups there on that westbound side. Left lane is blocked there. There's a report of a second crash back around the Lizard Lick Road interchange, and right now we're measuring a 23-minute backup overall on 64 westbound from Zebulon out to Knightdale. A better alternate route for you this morning would be Highway 97 to 64 Business. That will parallel 64, and then you can pick up 64 or I-87 southbound on the other side of that crash, or those two crashes and those big delays. Taking a look at the other backups that we're following right now, report of a crash on the north side of Raleigh at Strickland Road at Six Forks Road, just south of 540. Not seeing big delays with that one just yet, according to the latest live sensor readings. And around the rest of Raleigh, we've been tracking a couple other incidents, including a crash out on Newbern Avenue at Rogers Lane and a disabled vehicle reported on South Saunders Street, right around the I-40 interchange, leading to a little bit of a delay coming in from Garner into South Raleigh. Taking a look at those major approaches into Raleigh right now, of course, looking good on 40 westbound. No delays coming in from Johnston County with those new lanes open. About a two-minute backup on US 1 northbound, leaving Apex heading through Cary. About a two-minute slowdown on 87 southbound coming in from Knightdale back toward 440. And out of Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard right now, we're measuring a nine-minute backup overall.
Thanks, Brian. WRAL is following breaking news at this hour. Two people in Clinton are dead after a crash. Another is hurt. Let's get to WRAL breaking news tracker Michael Grace with how this all happened. Michael.
Yeah, and state troopers say the car was going over 80 miles per hour before it crashed. This is what the scene looked like last night. State troopers tell me at around 11:45, the car went off the road, hit a ditch, and then kept going before crashing into the tree line. And as you said, the car splitting in half, and you can see the damage from what's left of it. State troopers have also confirmed the driver who died was 21-year-old Lucas Ramos Garcia of Clinton. They're still working to identify the two other people involved, but the one who did survive had to be taken by helicopter to Wake Med. I've been in contact with state troopers throughout the morning, hoping to get an update on those identities and find out if alcohol played a factor. In Clinton, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Right now, hundreds of customers in the Triangle are without power, most in Orange County following weekend storms. Some outages still linger in Durham this morning. Duke Energy reports many of the power outages are due to fallen trees and limbs that damaged equipment. We checked the energy map, and currently a little more than 400 customers are without power right now. The company expects to have power restored at least by 1 o'clock this afternoon. A WRL viewer sent us a picture of her flooding near her apartment, and this is a picture from a Sierra Hurdle, who lives in an apartment on Drew Street. She says that she wishes the city would do something about the drainage system in the area so this doesn't continue to happen. And we're working to learn more about a deadly crash in Raleigh. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker showing the scene on Lake Woodard Drive near Corporation Parkway on Sunday. Police responded to the crash a little after 5 p.m. We're told the driver of this car died. Police have not released that person's identity.
We're waiting to learn when a man in Ohio who confessed to killing his wife in Harnett County will be taken back to North Carolina. The Harnett County Sheriff says Jeffrey LaCortiglia from Spring Lake walked into the Hamilton Township Police Department and told officers he had shot his wife, Blanca, at their home on Swain Street is where he said it happened. And authorities say LaCortiglia had gone to his mother's house in Ohio. She's the one who told him to go to the police. He provided authorities with the access code to the garage of his home, allowing Harnett County deputies to get in. Blanca LaCortiglia's body was in the bedroom with a gun nearby. Jeffrey LaCortiglia is currently in custody in Ohio. It's a busy day for the state Senate. Lawmakers are preparing to vote on a bill that could apply to some drag shows. WRL's Laura Levine is at the legislative building right now with what's in this bill. Laura.
Jeff, some lawmakers right now want to toughen the punishment for spreading obscenity in front of children. So as you've mentioned, this could also impact drag show events. We're talking about Senate Bill 579. Lawmakers are considering restrictions on drag show performances, including where they can be held and whether children can be present. This comes after drag show brunches became open to all ages and the popularity of drag story time events as well. The proposal would make intentionally spreading obscenity in front of anyone under age 18, a higher level of felony. That would allow the offender to receive active jail time on a first offense. Drag show performers and LGBTQ plus activists criticized the measure as an attempt to vilify transgender people by connecting them to criminal activity. This will be voted on today at 7 p.m. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
And starting today, PwC customers will be paying higher rates for electric, water, and sewer services. The company says the increases are needed because of higher costs for materials and building projects. PwC says the increases will help the company replace old pipes and also upgrade treatment plants as well. We've learned when the Carolina Hurricanes will hit the ice for their second round series in the playoffs. The NHL announced the team will play at PNC Arena on Wednesday and Friday. The Canes will take on the winner of the first round series between the New Jersey Devils and the New York Rangers. That game is happening tonight at 8 o'clock.
We're at 8:08 right now on your Monday. More than 200 law enforcement officers are looking for the man accused of shooting and killing five members of a Texas family. The status of the investigation and manhunt just ahead.
And Melanoma Monday is the first Monday of May. A dermatologist goes over warning signs and prevention tips just ahead.
Check out this live breezy look at Goldsboro. That camera's really shaking around. You can see the trees moving too. It will be a breezy day today, making it feel extra chilly. I'll show you the temperatures and the wind speeds for this afternoon coming up.
Welcome back. 8:11 is the time on your Monday. This is a live look down at Beaufort. Take you to the coast as you watch WRL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. And we bring you back to reality here in and around the Triangle. And a lot of those views, Elizabeth, look the same with that sunshine.
Gorgeous. You know, that system that came through and brought us more thunderstorms yesterday, some severe weather, has moved on out, and we're looking at a beautiful day today. But behind that front, temperatures are noticeably cooler, and it's breezy too. There's that camera in Goldsboro again. You can see the trees moving around. Apex looking bright and beautiful. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And of course, there's our Fayetteville newsroom. Here's the big picture. We have low pressure sitting up here around the Great Lakes, rotating The low pressure systems rotate counterclockwise. So in this position, it is pushing cool air into North Carolina. And that will be the case all the way through at least Wednesday. And it doesn't subside that much as we get into the weekend. So temperatures remain cool, maybe even into sometime next week. Of course, that cold front that came through yesterday did produce some severe storms. We had some wind damage. You can see those in the white circles. We also had two reports of tornado damage in Virginia Beach. We did have one tornado warning in Halifax County, but mostly what we saw, we didn't have any damage there, but we did have some wind damage that popped up, and you can see some of that, especially here in Wilson County, Wayne County, and Sampson and Johnston County. This one right here in southern Wilson County did destroy an outbuilding, lots of trees down along Frank Road near NC 581, but no injuries reported in our viewing area, which is great. This is going to be a very stagnant system. This low is going to sit up here for several days and continue to spin some breezy conditions and some chilly air into the region, but it will allow us to dry out. No rain in our forecast until we get closer to the weekend. Even then, it's just a 20% chance. So we're wrapping up April here. It did end up being the second wettest on record between now and back to 1945. We had 7.8 inches of rain compared to the average of 4.3. And so far this year, 16 and a half inches. So it has been wet, wet, wet. Now, nice and dry. Just a 20% chance of rain Friday night, Saturday night. But boy, we don't need any, that's for sure. The blue shaded area is where we've seen anywhere from 200 to 225% of our normal rainfall for the last 30 days, and in green along the I-95 corridor, 150% of our normal rainfall. Temperatures this week going to be on the cool side, 68 today, 69 tomorrow. Some morning lows in the 40s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday morning. We jump back to 70 on Thursday and gradually see our temperatures creeping up into the weekend. Saturday is the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. We are proud sponsors of that race. Weather looks great for that. It'll be a pleasant 52 in the morning. I know we've got that 20% chance of showers in the forecast, but at this point, it doesn't look like it would be very impactful, Brian.
Elizabeth, it is 8:14, and we're still tracking these heavy delays on 64 westbound, heading away from Zebulon through Wendell back toward Knightdale. This is the camera at 64 at Edgemont Road, and that westbound traffic there moved over to the right lane because we have a crash blocking the left lane right there at the bridge. There's a report of another minor crash back around the Lizard Lick Road interchange. Altogether, a 32-minute delay showing up on sensors right now from 96 in Zebulon out to 64 Business in the Knightdale area. A better alternate route for you this morning that should save you about 15 minutes is going to be Highway 97 out to 64 Business. Then from there, you can pick up 87 southbound on the other side of those backups. A few other minor crashes that we're following this morning, including one on the north side of Raleigh at the intersection of Strickland Road at Six Forks Road, just south of 540. Sensors right now not indicating any big delays through there as they work to get that cleared up. We'll head over to Durham, take a look at conditions there. Looking much better on 85 southbound and 40 eastbound through Hillsboro. We had an earlier crash out there, really slowing things down, but traffic seems to be flowing pretty well. And through Durham, 85 and I-40 are looking good. Tracking some of the usual backups on 885 this morning on that southbound side, picking up a delay, especially from the 147 interchange down toward Ellis Road, about a 4-minute backup right now on sensors.
All right, thank you, Brian. This morning, more than 200 law enforcement officials are looking for the man accused of shooting and killing five members of a Texas family. This is the newest photo released of Francisco Oropesa. Authorities say that he shot the victims in Cleveland, a small town north of Houston, on Friday. Investigators say Oropesa opened fire on one of the family members, asked him to stop shooting his rifle because it was making too much noise. An 8-year-old child was among those killed. Authorities are offering an $80,000 reward that leads to his capture.
The Republican field for 2024 may be expanding again. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is expected to announce his bid for the White House next month. As Doug Luzader reports, it comes as many prominent Democrats are circling the wagons around President Biden.
Two more years is going to be hard as a Dickens to suffer through. 6 years. Somebody give me a seat. Lord have mercy. Can't do it.
It looks like South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is all but in. He's teasing an announcement later this month and is widely expected to join the Republican field for the White House in 2024.
Well, thank you very much. What a group this is.
But like other GOP candidates, he would have to tackle Donald Trump, who has widened his lead among Republican primary voters, and argue for a generational change that many leaders in the party have been pushing for.
We've been governed for 32 years by members of the greatest generation, and the idea of an 82-year-old and a 78-year-old battling out for the White House is not people's idea of what they want to see.
But President Biden is almost assured of being the standard bearer for Democrats, and many spent the weekend backing his run for a second term.
I think people should judge presidents on their performance and their record, not on their age.
Biden is continuing what has so far been an arm's-length reelection campaign, something he joked about over the weekend at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
In a lot of ways, this dinner sums up my first 2 years in office. I'll talk for 10 minutes, take zero questions, and cheerfully walk away.
As Doug Luzada reporting, we don't see any campaign events on the president's schedule this week.
Double-check your pantry before making breakfast this morning. There's an urgent recall you need to know about regarding a popular cooking product. General Mills says some of its gold medal flour is being pulled from store shelves because of salmonella risks. The warning is for the 2- and 5-pound bags of bleached all-purpose flour. The 5- and 10-pound bags of unbleached all-purpose flour with better if used by dates of March 27th and 28th of 2024. They're also included. And new this morning, a recent study shows that a new method may be the answer to treating babies suffering from opioid withdrawal. Researchers published it in the New England Journal of Medicine. They found that the eat, sleep, console care approach helps newborns quicker. Researchers say infants using this method left the hospital on average after 8 days, while babies treated with a standard approach are hospitalized for about 15 days. Funding for Durham Public School projects could be moved to fund the North High School replacement project. And tonight, Durham County Commissioners will talk about whether or not to allocate $1.3 million for the project. The district says the project that the money will move to will not go away, and there are other funds to take care of them. They'll talk about how to make them happen in the future at tonight's meeting.
Not really feeling it today, but eventually the weather's going to warm up. And when that happens, you might want to take extra precaution when you and your children are venturing outdoors in your yard. Krista Mayo reports health experts are anticipating this year's tick season could be an active one.
Scientists and doctors warn this year's mild winter could make for a more active tick season this spring and summer.
If there is not snow on the ground and the ground is thawed, chances are there are ticks about.
According to data collected by the National Institutes of Health, most adult ticks do well in temperatures at or above roughly 45 degrees and in areas with humidity of at least 80%.
It does look like having warmer winters does play a role in spreading tick-borne infections because the ticks will be out earlier and many more will have probably survived the winter.
Because some scientists say fossil fuel use is causing global temperatures to rise, the warming temperatures could be helping tick populations spread to new areas.
The black-legged tick, formerly known as the deer tick, they're now found in many more counties across many more states than a decade or two ago, the Lone Star tick. It normally was a tick that was found in the South, Texas and southern states. Now we find it all the way up the Northeast coast, up into Maine, going up into the upper Midwest as well.
A bite from black-legged ticks can cause Lyme disease. Symptoms can include fever, muscle, joint pain, and chills. If left untreated, conditions can worsen to include heart problems. The CDC estimates nearly 476,000 people in the U.S. are diagnosed with Lyme disease every year. Ticks like living in areas with tall grass and trees. Health experts recommend spraying your clothes and hiking gear with bug spray, covering up exposed skin and wearing hats, and checking yourself with ticks before getting back into your car or house.
This is Chris DeMayo reporting. Melanoma Monday. It is recognized the first Monday of May each year. It's the deadliest form of skin cancer, but has a 99% cure rate if it's caught early. A dermatologist says the chance of developing melanoma increases with age. It can still impact young people, though, as well as all skin types. So get moles or other spots on your skin checked. If you notice they are asymmetrical, have an irregular border or an uneven color, a spot that's bigger than the tip of a pencil eraser or changing in some way should also be investigated. Experts say sunscreen is key to protecting yourself from melanoma.
A new splash pad is coming to Fayetteville. Fayetteville Cumberland Parks and Recreation will hold a groundbreaking ceremony today at Mabel C. Smith Park on Shadbush Lane. That's happening this morning at 10 o'clock. This will be the 14th splash pad in the city. Today is also opening day for all splash pads in the city. And starting today, you'll be able to adopt a cat or a dog for just $25. APS of Durham says it's teaming up with Bissell Pet Foundation and Dogtopia to empty their shelters and find pets some forever homes. APS is one of more than 350 organizations across the country participating in this life-saving nationwide event. The reduced fees run until May 15th.
Super Mario Brothers movie hit a super earnings marker. The Hollywood Reporter says the film has earned over $1 billion so far in revenue worldwide, and that's just after 26 days in the theater. It is the 10th animated movie ever to accomplish that feat. The domestic box office is strong, earning $40 million this weekend.
Lucky Charms is finally giving the people what they want, just the marshmallows. We've been waiting for this. You can now get a pack of the magical marshmallows at retailers across the country. They're only on sale for a limited time, so get yourself a pack before your luck runs out. I remember picking out the cereal as a kid and just throwing it away because all I wanted was the marshmallows.
Yeah, the rest of it's just filler.
Yeah, exactly. All right, coming up, robots are popping up everywhere across a variety of professions. And now one new device is hoping to dominate the security industry. We'll take a closer look coming up.
Plus, it's a busy day in North Carolina lawmakers as they detail two controversial bills on the Senate floor. That's still ahead.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Monday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. We're going to begin with traffic. Brian Schrader monitoring a crash happening in Wendell right now, Brian.
This is on 64 right around the Edgemont Road Bridge now. And some new information in the past couple of minutes. They have opened that left lane, which had been blocked. So we have traffic flowing on both lanes, but we're still seeing a 35-minute backup overall from Zebulon heading out toward Knightdale. The best alternate route for you this morning is going to be using Highway 97. You can take that out of Zebulon through Wendell down to 64 Business, and then from there rejoin 87 southbound. Using Highway 97 should save you about 10 minutes this morning.
A beautiful look at Chapel Hill. Nothing but sunshine, but it is cool. Behind yesterday's front, colder air has filtered in, and it is going to be breezy. Right now, it's 53 in Fayetteville, 48 in Lewisburg, 52 in Irwin, but our temperatures will only climb into the 60s this afternoon, looking at upper 60s for the high. Walking the dog this evening, expect 65, but lots of sunshine. It'll be a bit breezy.
Thanks, Elizabeth. WRAL is following breaking news out of Clinton. At least two people are dead and one other is hurt following a crash on Reedsford Road. The driver, 21-year-old Lucas Ramos Garcia, was killed. Authorities are working to identify the other people involved. Troopers say speed was involved. And it's a busy day for the North Carolina Senate. NC obscenity bill that could address some drag shows is up for a vote today. A bill that puts restrictions on transgender athletes is set to be discussed today in the Senate as well. Coming up next for us on Fox 50, find out when the Canes will hit the ice for round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And then ahead on today, the cast of Camelot performs live on the Plaza to kick off Broadway week.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news at 8:30. We're following a crash creating some big delays in eastern Wake County. I'll show you the alternate route that could save you 10 minutes.
Two people are dead, one hurt after a crash overnight in Clinton. What we have learned from investigators.
And stepping out the door this morning, temperatures are on the cool side, but the sunshine is back. I'll show you how many days in a row we'll have highs below normal.
We now know when the Hurricanes will be playing their next game in round two. Coming up, who they could be playing against.
Yep, and we know who it's between, right? Yes, we're just going to let them settle that with a game seven tonight in New York versus New Jersey. I'm Jeff Hogan. It is great to have you with us.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. I'm very excited and I'm very nervous at the same time. Game sevens are always fun. They're always a great time. But, you know, they're nerve-wracking. And I'd love for the Rangers to win because then they could come here and I can go to PNC.
And it worked out well for you last year, so I'm kind of hoping for the opposite.
I know. Well, we'll have to see. All right, we'll get to that story story in just a bit. But first, we have to get over to Elizabeth, live look over at Chapel Hill. It's a nice start to our Monday.
Oh, it looks so beautiful out there with lots of sunshine. We're seeing that everywhere. But all the people out and about here on Franklin Street, all wearing pants and long sleeves. It is a cool start, and it's breezy. Our winds right now are steady at about 10 to 15. We're going to see gusts 25 to 30 this afternoon. Right now, it is 50 degrees, and we'll be slow to warm up. Our winds will be out of the northwest for today. Again, gusty, and that's going to help to keep our temperatures cool and feeling chilly, too, with that wind. 51 in Southern Pines, 53 in Goldsboro. It's 53 in South Hill and 46 in Roxboro. So gradually, our temperatures are creeping up. But those temperatures are anywhere from 10 to 15 degrees cooler this morning than they were at this time yesterday. We'll climb into the mid to upper 60s this afternoon, and we'll see more days like this. Highs in the 60s all the way through the middle of the week. I'll show you when our weather pattern changes and we start to warm up a bit coming up. Brian?
8:32 right now as we follow this breaking news on the eastern side of Wake County. A crash on 64 westbound right around Edgemont Road. In the past few minutes, they have reopened the left lane, but a reminder with those flashing lights there on the side of the road in the median, you need to move over at least one lane or slow down considerably as you head through that area. Certainly seeing some big delays, but they are starting to ease up at least a little bit. A 21-minute backup now showing up, according to sensors, on 64 westbound from Zebulon, heading out toward Knightdale and the 64 Business Interchange. The best alternate route for you this morning, if you're trying to get to Knightdale, is using 97. Use that all the way down to 64 Business and then pick up 87 southbound on the other side of those delays. We are picking up a little bit of congestion along the way as a lot of people hop off of 64 and use 97. That should save you between 5 and 10 minutes at this point. Although, as I noted, 64 westbound is gradually improving. We'll see some improvement here over the next 15 minutes or so. Around the rest of the triangle, tracking a few other crashes around Wake County, but we're not seeing big delays around Raleigh, Cary, or Durham. Just the usual backups on both sides of 885 right around TW Alexander and Cornwallis Road, and a little bit of congestion on US 1 northbound around 1010 Road, leaving Apex.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, an update on that Texas mass shooting that left five people from the same family dead. It happened just outside Houston. This is the newest photo released of Francisco Oropesa, the man suspected of carrying out that mass shooting. Now, the man who lost his wife and 8-year-old son spoke out about what happened. In just the last half hour, he said he asked Oropesa to shoot his weapon farther away from the house, but said Oropesa told him he was on his property and could do what he wants. Wilson Garcia says he called police multiple times, but before officers arrived, he says Oropesa came running onto his property, opening fire. His wife was the first person to die. His 8-year-old son also died. Two other women who died were trying to shield Garcia's young children, a 1-month-old baby and a 2-year-old little girl. Again, most of the 15 people at that house that day were there for a church retreat. Again, the search continues for Francisco Oropesa.
So sad, Ken. Thank you for the update. WRL is following breaking news this morning out of Clinton. There are two people dead and one other hurt after a crash. Let's get straight to WRL breaking news tracker here, Michael Grace, with how this all happened.
Yeah, and state troopers say the car was going over 80 miles per hour before it crashed. This is what the scene looked like last night. State troopers tell me at around 11:45, the car went off the road, hit a ditch, and then kept going before crashing into the tree line. And as you said, the car splitting in half. And you can see the damage from what's left of it. State troopers have also confirmed the driver who died was 21-year-old Lucas Ramos Garcia of Clinton. They're still working to identify the two other people involved, but the one who did survive had to be taken by helicopter to Wake Med. I've been in contact with state troopers throughout the morning, hoping to get an update on those identities and find out if alcohol played a factor. In Clinton, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Right now, hundreds of customers in the Triangle are without power, most in Orange County, following this weekend's storms. Some outages still linger in Durham this morning. Duke Energy reports many of the power outages are due to fallen trees and limbs that damaged equipment. We've just checked, and currently a little more than 400 customers are without power. The company expects to have power restored at least by 1 o'clock this afternoon. A viewer sent us a picture of flooding near her apartment, and Sierra Hurdle, who lives in an apartment on Drew Street, says she wishes the city would do something about the drainage system in that area so this doesn't continue to happen.
Busy day for the state Senate. One of the bills lawmakers will take up today would add restrictions to transgender athletes and their decisions to play sports. WRO's Laura Levine is live at the Legislative Building in downtown Raleigh with what is in that bill, Laura.
This bill would bring major changes to high school sports eligibility, including for students who identify as transgender. So let's break down Senate Bill 636, also known as the School Athletics Transparency Bill. The bill says sports team must be designated as either male, men, or boys, females, women, or girls, or co-ed, or mixed. Activities designated for females, women, or girls should not be open to students of the male sex, according to the bill. Now, current NC High School Athletic Association rules allow student athletes who identify as transgender an opportunity to play sports based on their gender identity. Now, at least 20 states have passed state laws banning transgender students from participating in sports based on their gender identity. This has received a lot of pushback from advocates who say the bill welcomes discrimination and it targets the most vulnerable community, being young people here in North Carolina. This is up for discussion today at 4 p.m. Laura Levine, WREL News in Raleigh.
Things may get a little harder for hospitals as they try to collect medical debt from millions of people across North Carolina. Today, the Senate will vote on a bill aimed at implementing more protections. The bill would enact multiple pro-patient rules that would add new legal protections, including making prices transparent and hold hospitals accountable if they hide prices. We have a full breakdown of the bill online on WREL.com. And today, recommendations will be made for how money will be spent next year in Wake County. County Manager David Ellis will present his budget proposal tonight during the Board of Commissioners meeting. That's happening at 5 o'clock. It will be live streamed on the county's website. We'll update you as soon as we learn what some of those spending recommendations are.
NC State University is continuing its added support for students today after two recent student suicides last week within 24 hours of one another. Counseling services are going to be open throughout the day, and counselors will have a room in the Tally Student Union until 4 p.m. Seven students have died by suicide since August at the university.
We now know when the Carolina Hurricanes will hit the ice again for round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The NHL dropped the new details overnight and plan to release more later on today. WREL's Nia Harden walks us through what we can expect in the coming days.
Tickets are already on sale and Canes fans are going to be grabbing those quick. We believe they'll likely sell out. This news coming out overnight for games one and two. That's going to be Wednesday and Friday. Both will be here at home at PNC Arena. Who the Canes will play is still up in the air, though. Tonight, the New Jersey Devils play the New York Rangers. The winner will move forward to go against the Hurricanes. Right now, the Devils and Rangers are tied. Canes fans will see a full schedule after tonight's game. We'll also post that for you on the WREL News app. Nia Harden, WREL News in Raleigh.
Coming up on 840, still ahead, tens of thousands of civilians in Sudan are fleeing to neighboring countries as violence continues to escalate. The new developments overseas coming up.
Plus, in the near future, security guards may be robots. We'll take a closer look at the invention that could change how we safeguard our stuff. That's next.
And as we head to break, a live look at Wrightsville Beach right there from our WRL Live Cam Network. A bit cooler for this time of year. Should be a pretty nice Monday ahead, though.
Welcome back on your Monday morning, first day of May. Time now is 8:43. Look at this pretty view. This is Zebulon this morning. Not a cloud in the sky. Beautiful blue skies for your start of your work week. You're watching WREL News, available on Hulu and the WREL News app. And Elizabeth Gardner has a beautiful view over the DBAP in Durham this morning. Bulls are playing this week. They're not playing today, playing this week in Virginia, but nonetheless, it's beautiful.
Yeah, they are busy over there working on the grounds because they had a big homestand this last week. They've got a break, at least here, as Michelle was saying, they're on the road this week and they will be back soon. And it just looks beautiful there with all that sunshine. Our temperature around the Triangle area is 50 degrees, but we'll be slow to warm up. We'll climb into the low 60s at lunchtime. lunchtime and only into the upper 60s this afternoon. And a lot of that is because our wind will be coming out of the northwest. And so that's going to keep that sunshine from really being able to warm us up so much today. Winds becoming gusty right now out of the northwest, gusting to 17 in Goldsboro and 18 in South Hill. That will move to, say, 20, 25, maybe even 30 miles per hour as we head through the afternoon. Those northwesterly gusts, of course, bring in that cool air and steady winds at about 10 to 15. We take a look at our temperatures around town. 68 Raleigh, 67 Durham, 72 in Fayetteville, but lots of sunshine all day long. If your kids have outdoor practices this evening and you're going to be standing around outside, I would take a sweatshirt. You know, the sun is up for a while, but if you happen to be in a shady spot, it's going to be chilly. 65 at 6 p.m., 61 at 8 o'clock, and of course, we'll still have that breeze. Our sunrise was at 6:23 this morning. It is the first day of May. Kind of nice to check in on, you know, that sunrise, sunset, because it changes so much this time of year as we're moving toward our summer solstice. Sunset is now 8:02, so enjoying some of those nice long evenings with daylight. 47 in Roxborough, 49 South Hill. This is what we're going to wake up to tomorrow morning. So temperatures similar to this morning. We were down in the mid-40s in a lot of places, especially in the Triangle area, so it could be a couple degrees warmer tomorrow, but still on the cool side. Our muggy meter is sitting right here at refreshing this morning, and that's going to be the case all week long. It was on the muggy side over the weekend, but that's because we had rain. Looking at our dew points at the 30s and low 40s until Friday. Even on Friday, it just jumps into the comfy zone. So it's going to be nice. We do have a low pressure system that's spinning here around the Great Lakes, spinning counterclockwise. That's dragging in some chilly air. Wednesday will be the coolest day of the week. And then we begin to see temperatures moderating as a high pressure system starts to build in. We're still not likely to be above normal, though, at any time in the next 7 days. Our normal high is 77. We just climbed to 71 on Friday, and our temperatures will continue to climb into the weekend, close to it. But, you know, technically we have the potential for below normal temperatures all the way through May 10th, and that is somewhat unusual for May, certainly. We'll take a look at our temperatures. Some cool mornings in the 40s, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday morning. Over the weekend, we're in the low to mid 70s with a good bit of sunshine. We do, of course, look forward to the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Right now, it looks nice.
Thanks, Elizabeth. New this morning, tens of thousands of people in Sudan are fleeing to neighboring countries as violence continues to escalate there. Many of them are going to neighboring Chad. We have learned that its partners deployed emergency teams along the eastern border with Sudan to respond to the urgent needs of protecting them from fighting. This comes as the U.S. military evacuates hundreds of Americans from Sudan as well. So far, nearly 1,000 Americans have been rescued.
Scary moments caught on camera in Florida. This was taken Saturday in Palm Beach Gardens as a tornado moved through that area. The wind was so powerful, it literally tossed a car onto its roof. National Weather Service Miami tweeted that the tornado was at least an EF1 of 100 miles per hour. And National Hurricane Preparedness Week is underway. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration encourages everyone to get ready ahead of hurricane season, which officially begins on June 1st. National Hurricane Preparedness Week runs through Saturday, May 6th.
Today, the idea for a new playground in Franklinton Park will be discussed. Franklin County commissioners will talk about whether or not to approve $295,000 for the project. The money would pay to replace old equipment. Brittany Griner has made her return to the basketball court for training camp. Griner returned to the Phoenix Mercury in the offseason after a 10-month detainment in Russia for vape cartridges found in her luggage. Griner was sentenced to 9 years in prison last August before she was freed in a high-profile prisoner swap in December. Now the team is focused on how it'll perform with her back on the court.
A new report says 14 million current jobs will not exist in 5 years. This all comes following the World Economic Forum's recent findings on the future of jobs. Artificial intelligence within companies will have both a negative and a positive effect. While new jobs will be made to manage AI, the same technology can also kick some roles to the curb. Slowing economic growth and rising inflation are also contributing to the job loss. But the findings say 69 million new jobs will be created by 2027. Many will be in the renewable energy sector. And robots are popping up everywhere across a variety of professions. And now one new device is hoping to dominate the security industry. Marianne Rafferty takes a closer look.
This autonomous two-wheeled robot could become the security guard of the future. Created by startup company Acento Robotics, versions of this little guy are already patrolling several properties in Switzerland for unwelcome guests. While it looks small, this robot is mighty and it's specially designed to travel over various terrain and elements. It's also armed with a heat-sensing camera to identify the presence of people and cars. According to the company's founder, the device will hopefully make the jobs of human security guards easier and safer.
We chose to go for the security market because this is a place where it's really difficult to find people nowadays. They have to work long hours and they have to work in every weather conditions. We did this job ourselves and it's really brutal.
Instead of employing a team of people, security companies could hire one central guard to monitor the robot as it wanders around large areas.
Center patrols large outdoor areas like data centers, logistics, or manufacturing plants.
The robot can travel at speeds a little over 7 miles per hour. It can patrol for 8 hours before it needs recharging, and it can be rented by the hour depending on a security company's needs.
That was Marianne Rafferty reporting. While the cost of employing one of these bots can vary, the robotic company says the price would still be less than hiring a real person.
National Nurses Week is approaching, and Chipotle is giving away free food to celebrate. The chain restaurant wants to award healthcare workers with up to $1 million in free Chipotle. Healthcare heroes can now sign up to win a burrito care package through Chipotle's website. Submissions to enter into the giveaway will close May 12th.
Nutritionists are warning about additives and sugars in many drinks. Energy drinks, which have become more popular, are one of the riskiest, according to one nutritionist. That's because they raise blood pressure and stress and harm your sleep patterns. Some pre-workout drinks can disrupt your gut health, and supplement drinks are unregulated. Alcoholic cocktails, which contain fructose, may damage your liver, and traditional sodas are bad for your health because of added sugars, which can lead to obesity.
Four final contestants compete on The Masked Singer, while Next Level Chefs takes on its next level of challenges. Ashley Dvorkin has a preview of what's on Fox this week.
Are you serious?
Several season finales are part of what's hot on Fox.
All right, let's get in there.
First Monday on an all-new 911, emergencies include the 118 racing to rescue roommates trapped in a landfill. Plus, it could be time for a Chimney Maddie engagement.
Welcome to Fantasy Island.
Then on Fantasy Island, a single mom gets the ability to read minds to impress her boss, but becomes overwhelmed with the new power.
He had a transplant.
Tuesday starts with 911 Lone Star, where Grace and Carlos work together when they suspect a young woman was a victim in a black market organ trafficking ring.
I just wish I knew something about the other half of me.
Then on Accused, a teenager takes extreme measures to find the truth about her biological father.
British Invasion night.
Wednesday, four singers compete in a British Invasion themed quarterfinals on The Masked Singer, performing songs from artists across the pond.
Are you nervous?
That's followed by Meet the Family's time on Farmer Wants a Wife, with the farmers traveling to two ladies' home cities to spend time in their worlds.
Yes.
Thursday, it's Next Level Chef with a surf and turf challenge.
I look awesome.
Then it's the season finale of Animal Control.
Come on, it's just one more person.
That's followed by Randy and Carter ready to get married on the season finale of Call Me Cat.
Here we go.
Fox Sports presents WWE Friday Night SmackDown. And then an all-new animation domination over the weekend on Sunday includes the season finale of Family Guy. In Hollywood, Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Uber takes a ride into bizarre and oddly funny stuff here with its annual list of lost and found items.
Yeah, the ride-hailing company has released its yearly inventory of offbeat things that people leave behind in the cars. The list includes an ankle monitor, apparently from someone escaping a judicial watch, as well as a fog machine, some fake blood, a Danny DeVito Christmas ornament, and a pin of Jesus holding a slice of pizza. Okay.
Other lost items, rat traps, a lightsaber, a slab of bluefin tuna.
Like what?
Not sure cooked or not.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it raw? Is it like sushi? Or is it just someone went to Whole Foods and got a tuna fin and, I don't know,
left it? A fog machine, they left a dog there.
Yeah, right?
I don't know. All right, head to break with these winning lottery numbers right here. Check on weather and traffic next.